Another question as we start the best 5 minutes of the day on a 38-degree Friday, the 3rd of November, is it true, Jason Kanz, that you're the opening act for the Newsboys tonight at the Pablo Center?
Well, I have been practicing singing in my kitchen with my granddaughter. So, yeah, you never know. It's probably some made-up numbers, you know, as I'm going through.
Okay. So that's your opening song? Your opening song is called Made Up Numbers?
Sure, I like that. We can probably do something called Made Up Numbers.
So I guess we've had Sonny and Cher, so why not Jason and Rosalie?
Sure. Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah, and then I'll sing and she'll smile at me. I mean, it'll be perfect.
It'll be a big hit.
Yeah. I'm sure it actually probably would be a big hit.
It'll be a surprise, even to the Newsboys.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And they'll be calling security while everybody else in the audience will be saying, aw.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
right.
Probably not.
Probably not. All right. Good to get that cleared up.
We don't want to get people's hopes up.
No, we don't. But we do want to remind people that, hey, you get an extra hour of sleep this weekend, so make sure to set the clocks back an hour.
Yep, and so then it's going to get dark early, even earlier.
It is, yep. We're into that time. Like it or not, here comes the next season.
Right, right. I mean, we're out of the best. So I was thinking about the best month of October, and one that you don't see in June, which is your contender, is that we had 80-degree weather. We had cool weather. We had leaves. We had snow. We kind of covered the entire climate in 1 month.
Whatever. June is consistently warm. I mean, I'm just going to. I'm willing to grant you, we need to model the peace negotiations that are necessary worldwide from marriages to the Middle East. And so I'm willing to grant you October is the best color month. What will you grant me for June?
June is the best dairy month.
Yeah, okay. I thought you'd go there. So, all right.
Yeah. No, there are some great birthdays in June. I mean, so that's a good one. I think that's good. You know, of the summer months, I think June is the best. It's not so hot. You know, we're just getting into the swing of summer at that point. It's really good.
So another week has flown by, and I was thinking in terms of the deaths that mark the week, among them, Matthew Perry leading in. I've read and heard a lot, even this morning, listening to 4 minutes from Hank Azaria, one of the voices from The Simpsons. I liked him in playing Mitch Albom in Tuesdays with Maury, the movie. But he talked about, I mean, people need to hear what he had to say about Matthew Perry helping him into what's now been 17 years of sobriety from alcohol and drugs. But I don't know. And then Bobby Knight at the end of the week. I mean, as a kid who grew up in the 70s, I mean, the general, Bobby Knight, and in terms of, you know, some of the antics that he's known for, but in terms of as a master of basketball knowledge and coaching, he was not exceeded, you know?
That's true. You know, so I went to the University of Iowa, and while I was there, Steve Alford was coach, and so he played under Bobby Knight. And, you know, and so I think there was some glimpses of Bobby Knight in Steve Alford's personality from time to time, but certainly not quite so extreme.
Yeah, I saw a quote from Alford where he said that, I mean, how much he loved Bobby Knight and just how he was a mess from this whole thing. So,
right.
Did I tell you my story? I had a chance to interview Steve Alford when I sat in for Greg Stewart on Sports and Commentary, and it was one of my worst interview experiences.
Really? Yeah. What made it one of the worst interview experiences?
Yeah, because I had read in a Sports Illustrated article that when he proposed to his wife, he had put the ring up on, you know, kind of the bracket of the rim. And so he'd had a ladder. And so I tried to ask him about that. And he's like, I don't want to talk about that. So it was just sort of awkward.
Yeah, he and his wife went to the same church we did when we lived in Iowa City.
Was her name Tanya?
I can't remember what her name is.
All right. See, as much as my memory, I can have short-term memory lapses, but my boss at my other job is like, Halvo, you still have, like, the best memory of anybody I know.
So. That's true. I would say you have a very strong memory.
All right, let's go. Let's close out the week here as we close out Mark chapter 4, 37 to 41.
Yeah, it says, but soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up, shouting, Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown? When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, Silence, be still. Suddenly the wind stopped and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "Even the wind and waves obey him."
Mm. And from Letters to the Beloved, Jason's devotional commentary, in a pretty good-sized paragraph, he tackles those verses this way. Exhausted from a long day of teaching, Jesus slept while the disciples navigated. A vast storm came up, blowing waves over the bow. I smile because this story reminds me of Jonah. During a massive squall, the sailors asked a sleeping Jonah, "What do you mean, you sleeper? Get up and pray." Jesus' disciples were concerned they would not survive. Echoing Jonah, they woke him and asked, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to die?" He awoke and told the storm, "Peace, be still." Tumult gave way to calm. He looked at these men of the sea and said with gentleness in his voice, "Why are you so afraid? Haven't we just been talking about faith?" Their fear of the storm was nothing compared with their awe about him, because his power exceeded nature. Final thought.
Yeah, I love that phrase, "peace be still." One of my favorite songs from Andrew Peterson is "The Rain Keeps Falling." And there's a refrain in there from Ellie Holcomb where she just sings "peace be still" over and over. And, you know, in our lives, in this world of tumult, which is a word I use in there, there's just often so much we need to be reminded that God has it in control.
Well, Caleb, people are always looking for ways to be a little happier, and it turns out people who decorate for Christmas early are happier.
That's the headline here, and I'm here for it as someone who's looking at mid-40s tomorrow and saying, maybe that's the day that I can get the Christmas lights up. Again, I've mentioned not necessarily turning them on other than testing them, but I want to do it in the warmth, because otherwise I freeze my fingers off, because I can't really do it in gloves.
Yeah, and you never know what you're going to get in terms of a mixed bag of precipitation in November. If you were one of those who had their tree decorated in the Christmas Village out and in full swing as of a couple of days ago, you'll be happy to hear this.
Well, there you go. So again, people who decorate for Christmas earlier are happier. Science says it. So there you go. Some experts say decorations are simply an anchor or pathway to those old childhood magical emotions of excitement. So putting up those Christmas decorations early extends the excitement. You get to feel like a kid again. Jason Gray has a great song about this, too, about, again, bringing out the children in us with Christmas, but also the spiritual side that we should be coming like children to the Lord.
I think the other side of it, other side of Christmas, those who keep their... I'm just going to go ahead and suggest this as a theory, okay? My hypothesis, I believe that if you keep your lights up longer, you'll be happier, because... you know, it's dark in January, and so we need all the help we can get. And as of, you know, Sunday, it's going to get darker earlier.
Exactly, exactly. So, yeah, I'm with you wholeheartedly with that, too. Keep the lights up early, keep them up longer, and play lots of Christmas music.
There you go.
Well, it's 7:48, 38 degrees, and this is a Friday morning and a tradition here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we try to get you caught up on everything you might have missed, because we know you like to stay informed. You're smart folks. So news, sports, politics, pop culture, you want to know what's going on. You don't always have time to dig for it, so we bring it to you in a little condensed, bite-sized Frosted Mini Wheats fashion. It's called Headlines, and here we go.
Big news today. Walmart will open 117 stores across 30 states.
Finally, a solution to the nationwide shortage of discounted pool noodles. I needed more of those.
Yay!
A major study out of the UK found that boys and girls have equal talent in math.
Yeah, the talent is split right down the middle, 52% and 52%.
I can see why we're comm majors.
Hey, another study finds that adding 1 inch to airplane seats improves in-flight sleep by 50%.
Of course, if you actually get that better sleep, the airline is going to charge you for it.
Of course.
A Romanian man holds the weird record of being hit by a car 5 times.
Wow, this guy has been in so many accidents, his personal injury lawyer named all his kids after him.
Truth.
According to a study, there's no such thing as too much exercise.
Unless your preferred form of exercise is opening and closing the refrigerator.
Yeah.
In a new book, Arnold Schwarzenegger shares his wisdom and advice for leading a successful life.
Does it come with a protein shake and a set of dumbbells?
You would think.
And finally, daylight savings time ends this weekend.
In the spring, you set your clocks forward, but in the fall, you just watch football for an extra hour. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, we want to tell you now about a great event that's coming up not far up the road at Chippewa Falls High School 1 week from tomorrow. This is put together by DECA, by FBLA students. Again, it's a student-led initiative, and it benefits Hope Village. And so we welcome in two students from Chi High, Emma, who's a senior, and Molly, who's a sophomore, both from DECA and FBLA, Future Business Leaders of America. And welcome, ladies, and good to have you with.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So let's start with you here, Emma. How did this come about? Again, I know one of your teachers, Heidi Warren, who actually just got a very prestigious award from DECA, always enterprising and pushing you guys to do more, to serve in the community. And how did this come about, this event, and what are you doing for Hope Village?
So it kind of came about around mid-September. I mean, it was an idea before that to kind of do a 5K, but we didn't know who we were going to do it for. So then I was just kind of looking around, and I drove by Hope Village one day, and I saw their, like, Welcome Home campaign fundraiser sign, and I was like, oh, that'd be a really good thing to do. And then I kind of brought it up to Miss Warren, and then it kind of took off from there.
Yeah, I mean, and when you look at Hope Village, I believe they're at full capacity right now, too. And there are a lot of families and a lot of kids. When I've talked with Hope Village, there's been fellow students of yours at Chi High who've been living in these tiny homes because of could be a home situation or because their family had nowhere else to go. And again, homelessness is a problem that we want to eliminate in our community. Everyone should have a place to call home. And so, again, I'm sure that touches you guys to know, hey, you can have a tangible part in serving others.
Yeah, for sure. And another thing that we're really, really trying to do is boost community awareness through this because, I mean, even when we brought it up at school, like, not very many people knew what Hope Village was and what they do. So that is one of our big goals through this.
So let's go over to Molly now. So again, this is a 5K, and tell us a little bit about how that's going down. It's coming up a week from tomorrow, right?
Yes. The schedule is at 9, we will have a kids event, and at 9:30, the race will begin, and then following, we will have a drawing sponsored by NHS.
Okay.
Raising money for Hope Village.
And now this is taking place where?
At Chippewa Falls High School.
So again, easy to find there, Chippewa Falls High School. So you're doing it right at the school. And Emma, tell me a little bit more about, prize drawings too. So that can be an incentive for some folks to participate.
Yeah, for sure. So we got a basket from Shields, and we also got one from, the Eau Claire Marathon. So there will be a free entry to the Eau Claire Marathon to win. And we'll also have some birdcage merch.
Sure. Fantastic. And this kids race, I believe, Molly, is free of charge, right? So I think it's an $18 cost for people to register. But if you want to, again, do this as a family, bring the kids along, again, free of charge for the kids, right, for that opening kids race?
Yes. And we will have kids activities too, like drawing.
So, again, a lot of things for the whole family to do. And how do people register? How do they take part in this? Can they register day of? Do you want pre-registration? How does that work?
So if you register before, you can register on our website at stridesforhope5k.square.site. And it's strides for the number 4, hope5k.square.site. So you can register on there, or we will take day of registration. We just can't guarantee a shirt if you register the day of.
So again, the cost is $18 and includes a free shirt along with that. And if I'm understanding correctly, every penny of that $18 is going to Hope Village.
Yes, it is. And we have received monetary donations from various businesses to help with the cost of the shirt. So everything, all of the remaining will go right to Hope Village.
That's amazing. And Molly, is there a goal overall that you guys say, hey, we're hoping to reach this amount monetarily, or is it just, hey, we want to raise as much as we can, build as much awareness as we can for Hope Village?
Just raise as much as we can and build as much as we can so we educate others.
Yeah, and again, as future business leaders too, again, your FBLA, your DECA too, I'm sure this has been a learning experience, eye-opening experience for you guys in putting together a charity event like this.
Yes, definitely.
Because, again, there's a lot of work. I know, again, from this side, too, there's a lot that goes in behind the scenes to create a successful event. So I'm sure that's been a lot of work for you guys. And man, we'd love to see the community come out and support.
Yeah, we really would appreciate it, too. And we just really, again, are just trying to boost awareness so we can help out others.
Again, so that starts 1 week from tomorrow morning at Chippewa Falls High School, and it's Strides 4, the number 4, Strides 4 Hope. So people can Google that, can find out more. We'll try and get something out on our social media as well, too. I know we posted that last night if folks want to find out some more. Ladies, Emma, Molly, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for what you're doing for Hope Village and stepping out. And we hope people will step up and come support. And hoping for another warm Saturday morning next week as well, or people can just bundle up.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Again,
thank you.
Thank you so much. So Chi High students, Emma, senior, Molly, a sophomore, they're putting on a fantastic event. Strides for Hope, benefiting Hope Village. So a pre-register or register the day of, but make sure you get out there and support Hope Village and all the wonderful work they are doing. Well, it's that time, Halvo.
It is. It's the end of another work and school week. And so we wrap up the week we've had on the air here in less than 3.5 minutes, the best of the week.
How about a little joke? We got to get a joke in here to prove it is really Make Us Laugh Monday on WWIB, and PCD John's not afraid to call.
Did you hear about the skeleton who used to be famous? He used to be somebody.
Hi, this is Randy from Eau Claire, and I just wanted to express appreciation. Happy 50th birthday, WWIB. You are such a wonderful light in the valley and family for so many, and just the ways you reach out and help us all reach out with compassion to those in need. So just very grateful for you all. I'll be sending my partner pledge, and God bless you.
I'm not a big snow guy. I'm not particularly just because of having to drive in it. Uh-huh. But sometimes when you look at life through childhood eyes, uh-huh, when my second to youngest woke me up this morning, just, I mean, the joy at the fact that there was snow. And again, when I hear, oh, there's snow, Dad, there's snow, it's, ugh, you know, I'm going to going to take longer to defrost and to brush it all off, et cetera, et cetera. But there was so much joy in it, reminded me, man, you got to just sometimes look at life through the eyes of a child. So thank you, Nora, for reminding me that there is joy in the snow. And if you don't have joy in the snow, you'll have the same amount of snow and a lot less joy in your life.
A lot of days, like this morning, I try to do like 20 push-ups or more before I head off, and sometimes it's just mustering the energy, but I kind of take it as a test.
Yeah, I don't know if I could eat 20 push-ups at one time.
No, I wasn't.
Or did you mean the exercise?
Yeah, I meant the exercise.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie and Oliva.
Hey, Julie, what
and
do you think?
I was going to guess, hi, like cell phone accessories, like cases and chargers and things of that nature.
Well, I mean, because again, cell phone, you buy a cell phone. I know, you know, whenever I've got a cell phone, it's like, man, I've got to protect that thing, right? You know, and is it cell phone cases? Do we spend over $2 billion a year on cell phone cases?
Yes, we do. You're a winner.
How do you feel that you solved the question that tons of other people could not?
Lucky, I guess. I tried yesterday and I had it wrong.
Our family is from Hawkins, Wisconsin. This is Jeron Sabok family. We have been listening to WWIB for the last 50 years, our whole family, three different generations. We remember in Cornell, Wisconsin, when Rod Larson was over there. We visited the station there long ago, all the way with Steve Snyder and all the DJs to the present day. Congratulations on 50 years, and we look forward to many, many more years of listening to 103.7 WWIB. You are a great blessing to everyone in the whole world.
It's Go Cook for Your Pets Day. Well, la-dee-da.
There you go.
The best of the week.
There you go. Some of that I hadn't even heard before, too. So, yeah.
I get to be here for the full 3.5 hours, you know, so.
There you go. Thanks for brightening our day, Havel. Here's Brighter Days by Blessing Offer.